Connecticut's financial institutions are moving to reassure customers about their accounts as the state's economy creaks under the strain of the coronavirus crisis. Connecticut Public Radio's Harriet Jones reports.
The state just clocked its worst week in living memory for unemployment claims, and businesses everywhere are shutting their doors, not knowing if they'll reopen. That's left people wondering, in some cases, just as much about their financial health as their physical safety in the coronavirus pandemic.
The desire to fill your basement with toilet paper can clearly bleed over into your desire to have enough cash on hand to manage a disruption.
That's Bruce Adams, CEO of the Credit Union League of Connecticut. He says there's no sign yet that people are taking money out in unusual amounts, and he says that's good.
Your money is safe. Your money's insured.
Tom Mongello is CEO of the Connecticut Bankers Association.
Quite frankly, no one's ever lost a dollar of an FDIC-insured deposit since 1933.
In fact, Mongello says, his members have so far heard more from their commercial customers, businesses large and small, than from individuals. Banks and credit unions both say they're trying to get creative in an effort to help out with the sudden financial shock many are experiencing.
Each bank always essentially takes the time and looks at the tools in their toolkit.
He says that may involve fee waivers, emergency loans, mortgage forbearance, or new federal and state programs that are being formulated as we speak. One thing the credit union's Bruce Adams emphasizes.
Avoid trying to get emergency money off the internet from a payday lender.
If you need help, he says, a loan from a credit union or bank is a much safer option. Harriet Jones, Connecticut Public Radio.